The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to RevuePartie.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast that's on the internet. It's in the comedy genre. It's in the internet subculture, subgenre. Because why we look at internet reviews from Amazon, Google. There's other places. TripAdvisor.
Yelp.
That's a big one. That one's huge. People are screaming for that one. Yelping for that one, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very normal intro to this episode, so I guess I'll have a really normal start to this episode. This is a normal ReviewParty.com review from Amazon. We got Chef Boyardee Beefaroni 15 ounce. Pretty sure I've talked about Chef Boyardee a few times, but hey, you can't mess with the classics. This one's by Bob. He writes, "One of our true Americana foods. It's cheap if you pay about a dollar a can. You can microwave it with a couple of slices of cheese on top.
Oh, no.
And it's a perfect side dish or main dish when you don't feel like cooking. You can add hot sauce, or I'm even thinking you could cut open a piece of hero bread and make yourself a beefaroni hoagie, or add shrimp in it. The stuff is versatile and quick to serve up 5 stars.
Blah. Blah.
You don't want the old beefaroni hoag?
I don't know. Beefaroni and shrimp? Maybe I'm judging too fast, too harsh, but beef and shrimp.
The beef, the shrimp, the discolored red beef? Question mark sauce.
Aroni. Yeah, God almighty, this is unholy. You're taking a huge risk just having beefaroni. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
You
but
add,
you can microwave it if you don't feel like cooking. Main dish, side dish, put cheese on top.
Blah. I don't know. This man, he needs to open a book.
What's in the book?
Anything. It's the Bible. He needs to atone for his sins.
Yeah, anything from the Boyardee that you're putting on bread and making into a sandwich. That's rough, buddy. I'm sorry. That's rough. That's what they eat in The Last of Us, dude. That's like a king's meal in The Last of Us.
I was an 11-year-old once, and I would get a frozen pizza, and I would microwave corn dogs and slice it up and put that on the pizza and then put that in the oven. This would be like a corn dog cheese pizza, but that's like Michelin star culinary
but
taste.
That's amazing. That was genius.
Compared to beefaroni on a bun.
You know what's really good on frozen pizza is the deli little beef sticks. I guess you could use the name brand stuff, but you really need those deli sticks. You know what I mean? The good stuff. And the little pink. They got the little pink styrofoam containers with the plastic wrap. Or old Gertrude in the deli, serve them up, put them on a pizza, put it in the oven. Whoo! So they get that golden brown.
Okay.
It's like sausage, but to stay, brother. I'm telling you.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, you can't like a corn dog. Like the hot dog inside of a corn dog is a higher quality meat than a fucking deli item. Get real, bro.
All right. Hey, fair. Are we talking like summer sausage adjacent? Is that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like then those
I'm
little
on
summer
board.
Sausage.
I'm on board with that.
Beef snack sticks, you would call them. But, you know, you go to the deli and they're a little bit better quality than the shrink wrapped. It's real sheepskin on the outside. Not that shrink wrapped condom stuff you get on the over the counter.
I just don't want a Kraft single on top of a bowl of beefaroni and then be so depressed that I put it in a hoagie.
Kraft singles have their place in my culinary atmosphere. Anything like that I have to microwave, though, plus it's just the textures are becoming otherworldly, goo-like, too goo-like yeah. for my comfort.
A liquid ooze.
Yeah, even I don't even know if I'd be down to put some like good grated cheese on top of some Chef Boyardee. I feel like I'd be just ruining the cheese.
Well, yeah, Chef Boyardee. Anyway, the pasta is a little. You and I and most of America prefer a bit of dente, some dente, if not all dente, and Chef Boyardee's just got like it dissolves the moment it hits your tooth.
What's up with when you make the ravioli on the stove? Why do the noodles literally like turn into the soup?
That's
crazy to me. When you make it in the microwave, they kind of hold up. They kind of are making it. It's the only thing you can make that's better in the microwave than on the stove. That's scary.
You ask the chef. I don't know.
Well, we talked in depth about Mr. Boyardee on the show before, haven't we? Had a whole segment. What he made, he would cry if he saw what his kingdom, his franchise has become. It was pretty high quality stuff. Is the whole reason it became popular in the first place. And it's still no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no artificial colors. Maybe it could use some.
Oh my God. I needed to, you know, remind myself just how, I don't know, what's the opposite of intoxicating? Intoxicating has fairly, well, it could be a good connotation. I needed to remind myself exactly what, beefaroni looked like. And there's a Google review here about someone, their name is Disappointed Ex-Customer. I'm not going to read the whole review. They were just basically saying in the 80s, they would eat Chef Boyardee weekly. Mm. And the moment in the review where I saw that, They abbreviated it to CBA. I stopped buying the CBA.
You can't like apply hip acronyms to things that are filthy, that are not good, that are not wholesome in that way.
Yeah,
there's nothing cool about that. Look, you know. I'm sure back in his day, the chef was swanging that thing around. But these days, that chef's not very cool. He's beyond boomer.
He's an old man.
Sorry, old man. You got a review?
Yeah, I got one that has to do with an old person. I've been sitting on this one a bit. So I may as well dive in. As long as we're dunking on those creepy old people. Hi, we love you.
If you're listening, you're not one of them.
No. This is a Google review for Mad Cats. It's a restaurant, like a bar, karaoke place. It's a big draw. They've got a good karaoke night in Palatine, Illinois. This is a review from Jerhi Young. I've never heard that name before, but it's J-U-R-H-E-E. And
Jerhi?
She looks like an old white lady. Here's what she writes. I want to say thank you to everyone that was there cheering Granny on last night. You made me feel welcome and appreciated. The people there are amazing, and all that talent in one room makes the craziest, chaotic, yet friendly energy. Amazing. Thank you, Lisa. You are the best hostess with the mostest, and for putting up with me in my GF, you deserve combat pay. Laugh, cry, emoji. Dan, thank you. You are an amazing, caring, and kind man. A little quiet, but loves to laugh and have fun. You're reserved to a point, but you are just a big teddy bear of a man. You have kind eyes, and people feel comfortable approaching you. You have a wonderful place with amazing food. You have to eat there, people. The atmosphere is very energized with positivity, and everyone, even the females, were nice to me.
Oh.
Thank you, Anne's prayer emoji. Seriously, I don't often get that. You'll have that, quote, staple of Palatine kind of place. Like in Melrose Park, there's an old steak place where the mob used to go to talk biz. Kind of like that, but without the mob. Thinking emoji. Something like that. Shrug emoji. Good luck. God bless America. And the way she spells sincerely, it's like sin, like sinner, and then like cereal. So sincerely.
Sincerely.
And her recommended dishes are the chicken sandwich, the house-made onion rings, the Cuban sandwich, and the pulled pork sandwich.
I was going to say, if I work there, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with her putting a character study of me up, no matter how positively it was spun. But I even from my, I'm not comfortable with her going there and giving a character study of these poor people, owner or not, positively spun or not. That's wild. That's the wildest. Like, I gotta think of some stuff to say in this review. What am I gonna say? Well, I'll talk about how nice this guy is. That's the wildest jump to that I've seen in one of these reviews, maybe.
Like, it's been some time. Long time listeners might remember Tamiko Pollard, who listed her entire, like, biography in every single review, including where her parents are buried.
Oh, yeah, and, like, putting her at her zip code and stuff at the end.
Yeah, just crazy off-the-wall stuff that, like, she doesn't understand what she's doing. But that's at least, that's just you. You're putting your own secrets out there online. Jury here, yeah, it's like, That Dan made an impression on me.
He's quiet, but boy, does he have to have a laugh. I don't want anyone perceiving me in that way. If you perceive me, you meet me in real life and you say, oh, he's quiet, but just erase that thought from your head.
Yeah, can you imagine working anywhere? And someone's like, hey, man, did you check out that review? Someone said you had kind eyes.
Like, no, I do not.
Unless you're a dentist and you have a mask on all day. I don't want that.
Unless you work at Kind Eyes Dentistry. I don't want her looking at my eyes like that. You know what I mean? She don't know me like that. She don't know my eyes like that.
I'm going to write a review about those eyes.
Those no, you're peepers. Not, lady.
I'm going to give three full sentences on how you're a teddy bear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... But that it all made me think. The thought I had by the end of the review is she had to be drunk while she was writing this, if not on alcohol, on something.
That is a good point. Maybe we're reviewing under the influence here.
Yeah, there is a certain saucy quality to this review that I cannot help but attribute to wine drunkenness.
Yeah, I don't think I put that past Jurhi.
Maybe she's one of those people who's just such an extrovert. She was just high off being off all these people.
She has two other reviews, and one of them is for the Hatch Dispensary.
Oh, I said the key word there, didn't I?
Yep.
Not drunk, but high on life here. Well, that just ties a nice little bow on that whole review, doesn't
that
it?
That it does. Oh, and the review for the dispensary, she ends it with saying, the guys are super cute and fun to flirt with.
Whoa. Perhaps an old hippie here. Let's let them be. Let's let them be on their way.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Radagast the Brown. You just let them... commune with the forest animals and the people at the bar in town and do their thing. I have a review. Which one should I beef on here? I think this is an appropriate. I already beefed. Sorry. This one from Amazon is for the dish scrub brush, natural bamboo dish brush, kitchen brushes for dishes, pots, pans, and kitchen sinks, two pieces. I promise this is seasonal. It was in an Amazon recommended gift holiday guide.
Yes,
here.
Let's do it. Okay, it's environmentally sound too, or at least led to believe.
Probably packaged in a ton of plastic, but boy, is it good for the environment. But don't take it from us. Take it from S. West. They titled their review "Happy with my purchase." They write, "I love the natural nature of this product. I was specifically trying to avoid plastic. I was using these brushes in my kindergarten class for washing dishes. And it is very comfortable to hold and does the job nicely. The only issue I have is that the bristles have become a little flattened in some places from the pressure of heavier scrubbing. 4 stars.
Okay, we got some applesauce that's kind of caked on there.
Mm-hmm. What this made me afraid of is these macho toddlers that are crushing these bamboo brushes, but just by doing dishes. I think of bamboo bristles as something that couldn't be crushed, you know, in such a way so easily.
Yeah. Do you think the toddlers themselves are doing this sort of a tactile experience to also train them to do dishes at home?
They're probably like, okay, let's do snack time. Mm-hmm. Today is Ronnie's do the dishes chore.
Yeah,
everyone's
those
got a chore.
Class tasks.
Mm-hmm. They're not really doing chores. He just walks over and washes two dishes while someone picks up a piece of paper off the ground and puts it in the garbage. But good for teaching good manners and responsibility. Mm-hmm. But on those two dishes, you got little Godzilla Jones
raging,
just gripping that bamboo and just scraping paint off of the toys he's cleaning or whatever. That's what I couldn't help but fear. This new school of
macho children,
just strong children.
Won't catch them dead in Oshkosh.
Yeah, I would never put my hands on a child, but that makes it, that's what's exactly is scary about them being stronger than me. What do I do?
You just look for the ones that are wearing like tap out shirts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty good at doing dishes, Mr. West. I clean out a lot of shaker bottles, a lot of protein shaker bottles. You know, you really got to get in those things.
It clumps up. You got to get right in there.
The clump. You ever seen like a 2 week old clump? That those things are on there, dude. It's like a kidney stone for your water bottle.
I got a lot of kidney stones, even though yeah. I'm 3.5.
You ever get a kidney stone, Mr. West? Those things are crazy, dude. Really gets me amped up for the pump, though, you know. I think of it as a good omen. Passing a stone in the locker room before a sesh.
I have about 14 cold cuts right before I get to juicing.
And by juicing, I mean juicing at snack time.
Juicy juice.
The sugar is cut nicely if you eat about a pound of ham before snack time.
All right, I'm going to nap out for a hot minute.
Oh, nap time, thank God. Oh, where's my binky?
We don't tap out, we just nap out. All right.
Nap out. That's such a good toddler's workout clothing brand.
That's that, honestly. That's our moneymaker.
There it is again.
Forget everything else we've ever said. People would actually buy that.
A nap out with ironically like manly workout. The death metal ass like letters. Yeah, I think that would go over well.
Got like the chain links, but at the end of it is like little toy keys.
We need the UFC fingerless like boxing gloves, but they're just warm and soft and nice.
All right, Shark Tank.
Oh, dude, it's a shaker bottle, but it's a baby bottle, but use it for milk formula. Ooh. Oh my gosh, why didn't I find that joke sooner while we were in the bit?
I don't know.
Because this is a real idea now. Now I'm really trying to make money off it. The gears are actually churning. I smell the greenbacks. I get the brain woke up. I'm just making doofy comedy. We got anything else to say about these beefy kindergartners?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. You got a review?
Yeah, I'll go for this one. It seems fun. It's so seasonal. It's not seasonal at all. This is an Amazon review for the Mayfair 1843 slow 000 Lannan toilet seat. Will slow close and never loosen. Elongated durable enameled wood white. It is a toilet seat that is, I guess, one of those slow close. It's not going to go, you know, you hate that. You think you got up and it's just, oh, hot doggy.
We got a slammer.
Right. You know, the last thing you want. Middle of the night, you have a little night pee, and you have a slammer, and you wake up the whole house.
You hate that. You hate that. Well, I prefer the... yeah.
Here is a review from Nikki D. Nikki titles his review, "Never thought I would be writing a review for a toilet seat, but..." Dot, dot, dot.
But?
That's just one T.
I would have put two.
You would have been... You would have been you. This is Nikki.
Sorry.
Nikki writes, "I never thought that the purchase of a toilet seat could be challenging enough, or otherwise, to warrant a review. But part of what makes life interesting is unexpected changes. This is a fantastic toilet seat if you are a male who loves having your urine blasted back at you while you're trying to use the bathroom. I'm not sure why this product makes the guarantee that it does, but it definitely does not stay in place. Not even after a month. Now, on an almost daily basis, if I lift the seat, about 5 seconds later, it slowly drops back down. Perfectly timed to ensure that any effort at going number one will be shared with pretty much every surface of the bathroom. Honestly, they should just recall the product because it really doesn't serve as even an adequate toilet seat. 1 star.
This thing just tennis. It's actually a prank product. It's just like tennis backhands. You're pissed back at you. Right. That's very funny.
It's like, hey, hurry up.
It's that come perfect on, 5 second timer. There's no way you're watching it sit up for more than 5 seconds. You're in total safety mode by then.
Yeah, I mean, you put it up and you get going. If you think it starts to lean, honestly, you should be doing some Kegel exercises. That pelvic floor is gonna give you a bit of control there. Take whatever supplements you need there if you got a prostate issue. But all else fails, hopefully your balance is good enough. I don't know about you. I think my balance is good enough to pull the old kick one leg up and catch it with the foot.
I think there's only so much reaction you can do, you know. I don't want to be in that type of mode when I'm letting loose the juice. I wander in there at all hours of the night, all levels of consciousness.
You say you're not ready to go, like, both hands forward, because anything could happen.
Right,
at
I'm
that
not
point.
Doing any sort of action movie Quentin Tarantino gymnastic flip kicks to make sure my pee pee goes in the toilet. I need it to be as easy as possible. I need that big old bowl wide open. I don't need any sort of Indiana Jones traps coming at me. I'm just not going to react. I'm just not going to make it.
With like some diabolical mini golf course.
But you got to pee a little bit in a hole at the end of each one. There's tubes, all kinds of fun.
Tubes. There's a windmill, but it's tilted.
It's a windmill, but it's got little scoops, little pee scoops. Bowls, little lily pad-esque bowls that splash it back at you. Ah!
This is fantastic.
But I just really think, I was at first thinking, well, why don't you just sit and piss? Who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. But then you got, what do you have that cold? Oh, it's just the bottom seat? I hope it's just the bottom seat, because you can imagine sitting on the toilet and you couldn't not have that cold porcelain of questionable germitude just pressing on your bare back.
No thanks.
Right. That's actual torture.
Have we talked about the padded toilet seats?
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah, where you get that. You sit just.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's comfy, yeah. But I don't like it.
It's not comfy to me. Yeah, it just feels dirty. It just feels like something that could never not be full of germs, even if it was brand new out the package. It feels like a sponge, a made for absorbing. You know, that's what the pad on it feels.
Yeah,
but it's the only thing that goes on it is butt, and the only thing that's around it is poop and pee. So I definitely don't want anything sponge-like. Unless when I clean the toilet, I'm wearing gloves up to the fucking elbow, and any washcloth sponge I use going down the drain, not down the drain. I'm not clogging my plumbing, but in the garbage and then into the dumpster for sure. I put entire sponges down the drain because that's good for cleaning the toilet. But I don't know. All this being said, I don't think it warrants that negative review. I guess if it doesn't stay up, that just doesn't work, but...
He got wee-wee on his legs, so he's upset.
I feel like there's a screw that he could tighten or something, for sure.
It must be a little something.
Mm-hmm. Got too much pee-pee slime in the screw spot, because all his crazy piss tennis he's playing in his apartment. Happy holidays, everybody. we're going to go to break.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to... Reviewer Redux.
What the heck is that?
That wasn't Matt saying that. That was our cool soundboard. Because we're high production.
Reviewer Redux is the segment where we find a reviewer who is quirky or funny or something stands out.
You might say they make us go, "What the heck is that?" Oh, there's the sound clip again.
And they have other reviews that just drip with even more personality. So we pay a visit to those, and we get to know them even better. Today, we're going to take a look at Trent Schneider. I know by name that might not necessarily jump out to you, but he wrote the review of the county building where I work.
Mm-hmm.
That was the review where he like gave us the play-by-play of his court case, like name dropping the judge and the plaintiff and all that stuff.
So we got someone who's comfortable espousing some information, for sure. I guess that's one way to write a good review.
And then we discovered, based on like his profile picture says hog, and there's a pig. He's got like a YouTube account. He talked about deer too, hunting deer, and he's like got a whole bunch of views on the YouTube for deer hunting videos. Bizarrely, but I got a couple reviews here to share from Trent. This is a Google review for Starbucks in Vernon Hills, Illinois. Trent writes, "I met Sheena there to see if she could be my soulmate."
You don't need to read anymore, dude. That's just the funniest shit I've ever heard.
It might get better.
Yeah, I know.
I used their bathroom and it was clean. I didn't.
Well, that's the juxtaposition.
He's playing tennis here with us. I didn't spend a dime there, which is a good thing, considering I took one look at her feet and decided how fortunate I was. She insisted I meet her there before I took her out somewhere really nice to eat.
I don't know if it's worse if that's because he has like a foot fetish, or if her feet are really gross. Both options are really bad. Okay, continue.
He finishes with, "I want to thank the good Lord for showing me with favor and saving me at least $100. 5 stars.
Yeah, if she had very, very run-of-the-mill feet, and he was like, not good enough for my taste, that's
crazy.
You got
them basic feet.
If she walked in sandals and she had some ogre situation down there, crazy as well. Craziness happening all around in Trent's reviews. That's what we can rely on.
That one's a bit more understandable though. Yeah, if you got Shrek feet, some people just don't like feet in general, regardless of if they're nice, clean, normal feet. Some people are just like, ew, put your socks back on.
I don't know. He could be a prevert.
He could be a prevert.
Judgments about fellow humans on the base of their regular feet. They're out there. There's out here dudes, oh yeah, let's go on a beach walk so they can check out the feet situation. We're gonna pretend Trent didn't do that.
We will, yeah. And then we'll go to Trent's review of the Shanty restaurant in Wadsworth, Illinois. He's got an update. I'm going to jump back to the original one, which he is, instead of like just a bunch of dashes in a row, he has a bunch of pig emojis in a row. And he writes, I have known Dino's for years. Captain Porky's was across the street from where I lived in Zion for 26 years. His food has been a major requirement in my diet for half my life. I was finally able to break free and dine at the new Shanty restaurant a few weeks ago for the first time. I had the salmon at that time, and of course, it was absolutely delicious. I had already walked through the place to look the inside prior and observed the unparalleled craftsmanship of this beautiful building. I don't know, is this even interesting? Or no? Maybe it was just the first one that maybe the update is all I need to read. If you want to cut this, you can cut this with a knife.
We'll see. Probably.
He does say, okay, I will rate this establishment 5 stars and the highest possible, not just because of my friendship with Dino, but because I am probably one of the most honest people alive.
Oh.
I give my personal guarantee you will not be disappointed. And in fact, be awestruck and deeply impressed by their food, service, and ambiance of Dino, Dimitri, and Dino 2, Kalyanis' place. I look forward to eating there with my date tomorrow afternoon for my birthday on February 20th.
Just imagine you're like a college professor.
Mm-hmm.
And you signed like a 750-page paper. And someone turned in like a 751-page paper, and that was like the last paragraph, was the last part of that review, where they just was like, and you can guarantee give me an A for this report because it was written by me, would never turn in anything stupid or dumb, so you can just give me an A and be on your way. I'm really smart, certified smart by a bunch of smart people, so thanks. It's giving Trailer Park Boys vibes, honestly. Like, that's how Trailer Park Boys talk to talk to authority. It's like just matter-of-factly list why they're not in the wrong, and then everything's okay. Yeah, actually, sorry about that. I did that because I'm really dumb, and I won't do it again. So thanks for everything. Thanks for reading my review. And I'll talk to you later. Maybe that's why these people stay winning. You know, maybe I'm not doing that enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just got to say you have authority with authority, and then everyone just listens to you and reads your reviews.
We are reading his reviews, so
I know he's got us. Oh my gosh.
He unfortunately doesn't tell us much about his birthday, February 20th, but he does say update 2019 December 7. I was contacted through Fakebook on Thursday. By this female, and she I can't. And she asked me to meet her for drinks in Liberty after she got off work at 8:30 p.m. When I did not call her back, she got the hint. I rather watch the white-tailed deer out my windows as they feed in my yard. She's a very beautiful woman on the outside, but I will tell you, as I tell her, she's out there bad, bad. That's a quote.
The bad, bad.
After talking to her quite a bit Thursday evening, I decided maybe I would give her a chance. She gladly accepted my invitation to experience some of the finest dining in the world at the world-renowned The Shanty Restaurant. After talking and texting her extensively all day Friday, I was about 50% sure she wouldn't flake out and we could have an enjoyable time together that evening at my favorite place to eat. Actually, it's a two-way tie with Captain Porky's. Well, I must be honest, I was a bit surprised that Katarina decided at the last minute she couldn't go, especially since she had sent me several selfies throughout the day as a prelude. Easy come, easy go. There's nothing that will stop me from having a great time and some excellent food at the shanty. Once again, I went with the honey glazed salmon and it tasted incredible. 5 stars.
So when the weird flexes aren't even, like, objectively a flex in any, like, cool way, it just is really sad, isn't it?
It is a bit weird and sad.
Look at these ladies that they want me so much, they just are too nervous to show up. They lead me on. They compliment me. I'm nice to even talk. You know, this lady, she's very beautiful, but she's not all there. Kind of, I'm not in her league. And she didn't even show up. Can you believe that? It's just, there's just the air of fabrication is
interesting.
It smells like honey glazed ham. Honey glazed salmon, I mean.
I could go for
smells like fish.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a weird dude. He's a weird dude. I don't know what else to say about him.
Is that the reviews we got from him today?
There's a lot, but those are the ones I pre at least scanned. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where we're gonna leave Mr. Schneider today.
Well, thanks, Schneider. Keep doing what you're doing, I guess.
Okay, well, here's a review from Bob Chin's Crab House. I took a friend here for lunch, and she ordered like she hadn't eaten in a week and or was trying to fill her refrigerator with leftovers. The food was great and the service was excellent. If I could only find a sugar mama to treat me this well, I would probably be much happier. 5 stars.
That's just sad, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't bringing you happiness? Living like this, writing these reviews? Spending time with these women who allegedly are taking advantage, you know, not even worth your time. You gotta change some things, Mr. Schneider. Change some things. I got a review.
Okay.
Get us away from that creep.
That's review Redux. Bye.
Bye. Brow, 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 brow. What was the funny? What was the button for the funny?
What the heck is that?
Well, there it is. Nice job finding that button. I have a timely review that isn't for the holidays. I have from Google a review for the video game Baldur's Gate 3. Just won a Game of the Year at the Game Awards. Congrats to Larian Studios. Very nice. From Google, this review is written by Rive Vic. Rive Vic. It's a bit of a longer one, but here we go. On a Pentium 2.333 megahertz, I fell in love with the game Baldur's Gate. Long had I waited for something to transition to tabletop to a PC game. I was a hardcore AD&D nerd, and the pen and the paper, me and the crew of nerds. So as I moved on and we all moved away, I longed for D&D, and Baldur's Gate was it. I couldn't stop playing. I was sick in love. Sick days were spent in front of my 15-inch screen, late nights, palming the GF off to play Baldur's Gate. I was in epiphany heaven. Let's just say I am in love again. The graphics, the size of the maps, parentheses dungeons, the possibilities in combat, having options, the roll of the dice, actual AI enemies that will flank, use your cunning against you, etc. Man, long have I waited to feel that love again. Thank you, Larian. I still haven't touched Divinity. There's something about D&D lore that can't be touched, and now you have the rights. Oh my god, and you have not let us down. Elements of Knights of the Old Republic, Dragon Age, BG? Baldur, that must be original Baldur's Gate. Witcher, Vampire, The Masquerade, etc. All elements and flashbacks that hit me while clocking up 56 hours in Baldur's Gate. I want more. Please, sir, can I have some more? I think... You have the leveling progression bang on, throwing up the dice for checks. Please don't get rid of that. I'm not a purist by any means, but stick to your guns. Don't cave the masses of Diablo mouse button mashers. Thank you, Larian. God bless to all your development team. 5 stars.
Okay. My friend.
It's the roll of the dice.
He's addicted to the dice, to the D and the D.
The D and the D, dude. If the dice is happening in the background, hate. If the dice is happening on the screen, ooh, love.
I want to hear him rattle around.
I need to see them dice a-rattling. Stick to your guns. Everyone knows that the haters, that Larian's been saying, I don't know, guys, these haters have us. We're thinking we're going to make the next one. Action combat. We think we're gonna make Dark Souls, Baldur's Gate, right. but it's because of true fans like this, like Rive, that we can have rolling dice on the screen.
Not that he's a purist or anything.
He's not really a purist, guys, so...
He just loves all the developers, especially the ones who programmed the dice rolling.
Right. Backspace your wall of text right now, haters, because I'm not a purist myself. But they need to stick to their guns on this one. And ironically, there is no guns.
Yeah. Palming off my girlfriend.
Right. See, there's horny women in this man's life, too, and sure. Nothing more than an alpha male hates than when a horny woman is coming at them, because, you know, they don't even need it. They don't have time for it, because they're in love again. Falling in love again. Baby, to die! The dice rolls got me falling! All right, we got anything else to say about this sick fella?
Get a grip, bro.
Yeah, there's plus I feel sad because there's so many other games that are like pen and paper D&D dice roll based, you know, and it's great that Baldur's Gate brought that back to the mainstream props, but come on, man, do a little Google search games like Baldur's Gate 2. I guarantee there's 30 Reddit threads of recommendations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how you unlock the internet, folks. You're welcome. Type in games like Baldur's Gate 2. Do you have a review, Matt?
I do. I've got a Google review of Lake Michigan.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
That's a big thing to review. Yeah. I don't know if I can cover that all
the way. A little dashed red outline is around the entire thing.
Wow.
Here is a review from Tracy McFall. She writes, South Haven needs to make a dog park or an area of the beach where people's dogs can go with and be active with their family. People make bigger messes on the beach than dogs do. They leave trash and other items that are just left there polluting our beach. Dogs are a big part of families' lives now. Make way for them. They enjoy the beach just like humans do. 2 stars.
Do you think the gods and goddesses of Lake Michigan have time to care about your stupid dogs? Your stupid furry giant rats? No.
Mm-mm.
No. Your little bite of the ocean when your little dog walk is nothing. And
bigger fish to fry.
There are so many literal fish in the... If I lived in some sort of Atlantis-type Lake Michigan compound and I was an undersea god, I wouldn't care about the dogs. I'd be gathering fish for frying.
I'd care about the Asian carp.
Listen, this Friday night fish fry, last week's was kind of a downer. I really want to go all out for this week's.
The whitefish was a bit soft. We got to figure that out.
Got to do a little better, and you know. Fucking with this lady's dog beach part is not gonna. No, call your local government, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Who is? I wonder if there was a social media manager for Lake Michigan out there. Someone like, oh my god, we have to get on this, guys. Guys, who do you think I should call? Oh my god.
Yeah, the South Haven Division really needs to... They need to be pulling their weight.
If the South Haven Division falls, it will be a domino effect of beaches across Lake Michigan.
Yeah, everything else is perfect except for South Haven.
South Haven, the linchpin of the Lake Michigan beach system.
The keystone. If we remove that, everything crumbles.
It's like one when you get the Jenga piece that's at the bottom, that's just the one on the stack, and it's holding up so much. Yeah,
we'd expect this sort of thing at Saugatuck and Benton Harbor, but South Haven, no, you're better than this.
I started this review with my tongue in my cheek, but now I have my hands in my boots, gripping my feet because they cannot stop. My boots cannot stop shaking. I will not stop. Lake Michigan is crumbling. All right, we got to get on this Lake Michigan thing, so we're going to end the episode here.
This is near and dear to our hearts and homes.
Right. We're going to get enveloped here. This global warming thing isn't a big deal compared to this Beach Haven. Anyway, sorry. Viewparty.com. Thank you so much for listening and being with us this week. You made it to the end. Welcome. Welcome to the Real Ones Club for finishing episode 181. We got new episodes of this wonderful podcast every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you'd like to be a part of the fun and send us a little review or funny thing from the internet to goof on, go ahead and send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include a name that you want to be referred to so we can give you some little juicer credit.
If you want to reach out to us in some other way, come on, you know the way to do that. At reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok, at reviewpartypod on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can read reviews that par chance we have written on Letterboxd for movies and such. Just search for Review Party.
Or... Dude, there's a couple I have written in my head I need to put on there, so keep a lookout.
Okay, good to know. Good to know, folks, right? Good to know.
Yeah, good to know. Also, we're juicing the TikTok. Go follow TikTok right now. If you're a live listener, go make a TikTok. Make 7 TikToks, follow them, like all the videos, and then treat yourself to a cheeseburger because that's a lot of work.
Yeah, get something for you.
What else you got? I bet we got other stuff for that.
Hey, you ever heard of reviewparty.com? Well, that's our website. That's where all our episodes, all the listening platforms, every blog post that has something to do with the review in some way, shape, or form, all that stuff can be found. There's a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of intrigue. What else is there? A lot of blue.
And that's the intrigue in the blue for me.
Yeah, just that's what keeps people coming back.
They come for the intrigue, stay for the blue.
Go check it out.
My turn? Nosebleeds?
Yeah.
Good song. You've heard it throughout the episode. Bread for Breakfast, it's called. They let us use it because they're very nice and cool, and they make lots more nice and cool music. Go check them out on Spotify, for example. Just look up Nosebleeds, one word. I have a review to finish us out.
Finish us.
Finish him. This is a review from Amazon for a book called Blizzard, The Storm That Changed America by Jim Murphy. It's a scholastic nonfiction sort of educational kids book. That's from the author of The Great Fire. Ronald M. has a review for us. They write, "Great work on The Great Blizzard, 5 stars.
That's a good line.